It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Acts, we've looked at several things now, and we've just left chapter 4, and we're getting ready to go into chapter 5, but when we think back on chapter 4, we saw how that a lame man was healed, and how that Peter and John were placed in jail because they were going about preaching Jesus Christ. They told people that Jesus had healed the man, and the man himself gave praise and honor to God for the healing. Well, Peter and John were placed in jail, but once again, well, they were arrested, and the religious leaders had that done, and once again, the religious leaders got afraid of the people because the people had seen the healing that had taken place. So the religious leaders had nothing, you know, they could do nothing with these men because the people would rise up against them, so they had to let them go. Well, then we saw how that the people who were in the early church, they shared things together. And the Bible tells us that they had all things common. And once again, they gave honor and glory to the Lord. They believed, and just as you and I need to believe today, those of us who know Jesus as Savior, and really people who do not know Jesus as Savior, every human being needs to understand that everything belongs to God. So when back in the early church, when they sold something, they shared it together, and they gave God the honor and the glory. They were giving back to God what was rightfully His, and they were helping each other. Well, now as we look in Acts chapter 5, we find that there was a possession sold, and something happened, and we see that there's trouble here. And we read about Ananias and Sapphira. They sold a possession. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, "But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession." Well, what did they sell? The Bible tells us in chapter 5 and verse 8, "And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much." Well, in other words, there was land sold. They had a piece of ground or a piece of land, and they sold it. Well, now, once again, there's a question, true or false. Ananias gave all the proceeds of the sale to the church. Well, this is a true and false question. But the answer, of course, is it's false. No, all the proceeds did not go to the church, because chapter 5 and verse 2 says, "And kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet." Well, we are told that Ananias held back a part of the price, which he kept for himself and his wife, and that he gave the rest to the church. Well, let's just suppose that Ananias sold a piece of land for $50,000. Then, let's suppose that he kept $10,000 of his money for himself, of this money for himself. Then he gave the rest of the money to the church and said something like this: "I sold my house for $40,000. Of course, that would be a lie. He sold it for $50,000. And he would go on to say, "And I want to give all of this money to the church so that it can be used to help meet the needs of the poor believers." Well, another true or false question. Did Sapphira did not know what her husband had done? Well, that's false. Ananias was guilty of lying to God, according to Acts chapter 5 and verse 4. And Sapphira also knew. "Whiles it remained, was it not thine own?" This is, they're talking to Ananias here. "And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." Well, was it wrong for Ananias to keep part of the money for himself? Well, that money belonged to him in the first place. Well, I want you to notice that Peter said to Ananias in Acts chapter 5 and verse 4, "Was it not thine own?" Well, the church did not have a rule which said every wealthy believer must sell his possessions or must sell any land that he owns. You see, the wealthy believers did this willingly because they wanted to. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 32, now, we've read this before, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And of course, that last part was Acts chapter 4 and verses 34 and 35. Well, the church did not have a rule that said, when you sell a possession, you must give the total price to the church and not keep any of it for yourself. Well, let's look at God's rule here. The God's rule is this: don't lie. Don't lie, because Colossians 3:9 says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 says, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Well, you see, Ananias broke this rule. In Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. You see, Ananias could have said something like this: I've just sold a piece of land for $50,000. I would like to give $40,000 of this money to the church to help meet the needs of the poor. You see, Ananias thought that only he and his wife knew about this trick and this lie that they were doing. He forgot that God knew all about it. Somehow, God made Peter realize that Ananias had kept back part of the money. Once again, as we think of this, it wasn't because Ananias kept back part of the money. It was because he lied about it. He didn't have to give any of it, but he lied. He wanted to receive glory and honor because he was wanting people to think that he gave everything to the Lord. Well, notice that God's word is true. In Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23, it says, be sure your sin will find you out. God will not let people get away with sin. We are capable of lying or doing sinful things that we think no one knows about. Well, sin will always catch up with us. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13 says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, once again, now Ananias hears Peter's words. Acts chapter 5 and verse 5, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Ananias dies here. And once again, the verse goes on to say, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Acts chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, and the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Well, now we see about 3 hours later, after the death of Ananias, his wife Sapphira comes in. In verse 7 of Acts 5, it says, and it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Well, once again now, we see that Peter is giving this woman an opportunity to tell the truth because he questions her. In Acts chapter 5, in the first part of the verse, it's chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, and Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. Tell me how much you sold it for, in other words. Well, Peter may have said something like this: did you sell the piece of land for $40,000? She may have replied, yes, we sold it for $40,000. Well, we see by reading on in Acts chapter 5 and verse 8 that Sapphira lied because she said, yea, for so much. What happened to Sapphira? Well, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 5 and verse 9, it says, then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. She died because she lied to the Holy Ghost. She lied and died just like her husband. God judged Ananias and Sapphira because of their sin. What is the result of lying to God? Well, we've already read that, haven't we? It's death. Acts chapter 5 and verse 5, and it says that Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And verse 10 of 5 says, then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. She died. Both of these people died. Well, what was the result of this? What happened? In Acts chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, it says, and great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. There was great fear that came upon these people then because of what had taken place. God wanted to show the early church that he was a holy God who hated sin. And God wants a pure church. God wants a holy church. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. God does not want liars and hypocrites in the church. See, in the beginning days of the church, God made it clear that he was not playing games. Sin is a serious matter with God. And today, God does not strike someone down every time they lie or do something wrong, but God wants us to know that he is still a God who hates sin. May God help us to learn a lesson from Ananias and Sapphira and not lie to God. Well, that was trouble from within the church. Now there's coming trouble from outside the church. Notice there's a miraculous mistake made here. Peter and John were arrested. And we've seen that in Acts chapter 4. And they were put in prison. Peter and John's in prison now in Acts chapter 4 and verse 3. We're going back now and notice something. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Verse 13 of Acts 4 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Well, the church continued to grow after this, after Peter and John were placed in prison. They got out, and the church continued to grow. And in Acts chapter 4, or Acts chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it says, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. See, the Jewish religious leaders became very concerned and jealous because of the great success the apostles were having. In verse 17 of chapter 5, it says, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. There's people today who still come against God. They still come against God's church. So don't think it's something uncommon if your church is going through something that is coming from without. The people of this world do not understand the people of God. And we need to pray for them, and they need to get saved so they also become the people of God. May God bless you as we study the book of Acts together. Next time we'll pick up here in chapter 5 where we're leaving off.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.